In today's news headlines, on a day marking the momentous end of the disastrous past 4 years and the beginning of what might be a new chapter for the United States, Joe Biden was inaugurated as president and Kamala Harris as vice president, making history as the first woman and the first woman of color to fill the role of vice president. The former California senator, daughter of two immigrants, a black man and an Indian woman, took her oath of office, led by Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
I, Kamala Davy Harris, do solemnly swear.
Kamala Davy Harris, I solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States. Again.
Following Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, who has spent decades in office, was sworn in as president by Chief Justice John Roberts.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute
the office of President of the United States.
Office of President of the United States.
Mr. Biden's inaugural address offered a stark contrast from the images of American carnage that his predecessor kicked off his tenure with. Among other things, Biden alluded to how dangerously close the 2020 election came to being overturned.
We've learned again that democracy is precious. Democracy is fragile. And at this hour, my friends, democracy has prevailed. So now, on this hallowed ground where just a few days ago, violence sought to shake the Capitol's very foundation, we come together as one nation, under God, indivisible, to carry out the peaceful transfer of power as we have for more than two centuries.
Joe Biden offered a calmer era of presidential politics.
Politics doesn't have to be a raging fire, destroying everything in its path. Every disagreement doesn't have to be a cause for total war. And we must reject the culture in which facts themselves are manipulated and even manufactured.
He also hailed the start of the history-making tenure of Vice President Kamala Harris.
And today, we mark the swearing-in of the first woman in American history elected to national office, Vice President Kamala Harris. Don't tell me things can't change.
Biden recalled how exactly 2 weeks ago to the day, Capitol Hill swarmed with loyal supporters of the 45th president who answered his call to invade the Senate and stop Biden's win from being certified.
And here we stand. Just days after a riotous mob thought they could use violence to silence the will of the people, to stop the work of our democracy, to drive us from this sacred ground. It did not happen. It will never happen. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. Not ever.
Following President Joe Biden's inaugural address, a 22-year-old black woman named Amanda Gorman, who is the nation's first National Youth Poet Laureate and an activist from Los Angeles, read a powerful poem. Here is a short excerpt.
When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade? The loss we carry, a sea we must wade. We've braved the belly of the beast. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace. In the norms and notions of what just is, isn't always just is.
That's Amanda Gorman reading a poem at the presidential inauguration on Wednesday morning, exactly 2 weeks after a riotous white supremacist armed mob overran the Capitol, and hours after their president flew a helicopter to his new residence in Florida. Former President Donald Trump refused to attend Biden's inauguration, becoming only one of a handful of single-term presidents in U.S. history to showcase their soreness at losing re-election. He did leave a note from Mr. Biden, as is the tradition, but the contents of it are so far under wraps. He left Washington, D.C. on Wednesday after telling people to, quote, have a good life. as activists gathered on Black Lives Matter Plaza to celebrate his departure. Trump's last day in office was marked by a late-night flurry of pardons and commutations to nearly 150 people, including his own former chief strategist Steve Bannon and former fundraiser Elliot Broidy. And one of his last acts in office was to quietly undo an anti-corruption measure that he had hailed as draining the swamp, a rescinding of his own executive order to limit officials from turning into lobbyists or working for foreign governments after leaving their government positions. Trump also reportedly wants to form a new political party called the Patriot Party. On his first day in office, President Biden planned to sign numerous executive orders to begin reversing some of his predecessor's actions. Among them, as per the Washington Post, are orders that, quote, require masks on all federal grounds and ask agencies to extend moratoriums on evictions and on federal student loan payments. Biden will also take numerous actions on immigration, including extending the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program, ending the so-called emergency at the border that gave impetus for a war with Mexico, and nullifying the Muslim ban. He plans to sign an order canceling the Keystone XL pipeline, a longtime demand of climate justice activists and indigenous communities. And he will rescind the 45th president's 1776 commission, which was put in place just days ago and denounced as a racist revisioning of history. According to the Post, executive actions to be issued in coming days include revoking the ban on transgender people from serving in the military, as well as reversing the so-called global gag rules that blocks U.S. aid to organizations abroad that perform abortions or offer counseling on the procedure. As investigations into the January 6th Trumpian riot continue, federal investigators filed court documents on Tuesday showing the extent to which armed right-wing militia members were willing to go to subvert democracy. Evidence gathered from a communications app includes discussions of how to breach the Capitol and make citizens' arrests of lawmakers. Meanwhile, a man from Queens, New York, who was a loyal backer of the former president, was arrested on federal charges after announcing his intention to kill members of Congress before Inauguration Day. The man also believed in numerous conspiracy theories pushed by various right-wing media outlets. The United States on Tuesday officially surpassed 400,000 deaths from the coronavirus. The night before he became president, Joe Biden led an event commemorating the dead at a vigil next to the Lincoln Memorial. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, an infectious diseases specialist at Harvard Medical School and Massachusetts General Hospital, will take the helm of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention under Biden this week. Her task is to rescue the once vaunted agency that should have led the nation and the world on how to tackle the pandemic, but whose reputation is now in tatters. And that does it for our news headlines.